back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. Glad to have Rick Windham alongside with us as we go back to the KODY phone lines as we have Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service of North Platte, joining us. Sean, thanks again for the time. Good to talk to you here in February.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Good to hear you again.
Now, Sean, hey, we know you. That last week, a lot of snow in the area. How'd things turn out percentage-wise for some of the area?
Oh, it was wonderful for me. I loved seeing the snow falling. Generally, we saw 4 to 6 inches across Lincoln County. Though I will say just areas to our east and north, there were some higher amounts, upwards 8, possibly as high as 10 inches of snow.
Wow.
But the good news with all of this, it was a fairly wet snow. I believe at the office, I can tell you at my house, I measured 0.4 inch of liquid moisture, which January is typically the driest time of the year for us. You know that we've been in drought. So any time that you can get a little bit of moisture, you know, this will hold us over, hopefully, until we start getting those, you know, spring storm systems that really bring that deep moisture to us and may help us a little bit. So we'll definitely take this moisture.
Absolutely. We'll take any moisture we can get right now.
Yes. You know, I have some friends who ranch, and that's exactly what they told me. They said, feel free to send me some more.
Now, we still have quite a bit of snow that's kind of lingering around now, Sean. I had a little bit that melted yesterday. I heard a lot of dripping off of my house throughout the day on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we're going to see more melting of the snow over the next several days. Highs, you know, we have this deep snowpack, so that is going to affect temperatures slightly. So we'll reach up into possibly the lower to mid-40s today here in North Platte. Especially in areas that have the deeper snow. But as we head toward Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to see some highs in the 50s, and that's just going to help accelerate that snow melt. But don't get too comfortable because you know, we do see that there's going to be a fairly strong cold front that comes through. It'll cool down temperatures and bring prospects of light precipitation back to the region starting Wednesday night until Thursday. And then we get a fairly robust cool down for just in time for the weekend. Looking at highs around here, probably in the lower to mid-20s this weekend. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some highs in teens just north of here. So that'll be good ice-making temperatures for those who want to maybe do some ice fishing or ice skating. But, you know, it's definitely going to be cold. Also with it, you know, I don't believe, and I didn't check, but I don't believe that we've fallen below zero yet for this winter here in North Platte. I know areas around us have, but this may be our first real shot to see sub-zero temperatures overnight, Saturday night to Sunday.
I think you're probably right, because we...
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, as far as getting down to zero, I think you're probably right in that assumption, because we have not issued our official KODY brass monkey alert yet this winter.
Yes. And with that, and just kind of put this out there for everyone listening, that there will be a little bit of wind, not extreme wind, but you know that wind and cold temperatures mix, and that really helps to accelerate, you know, getting the heat that your body produces away from your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, there may be some wind chill issues, you know, heading into this weekend, where we could see some wind chills in the minus teens or minus 20, especially Sunday morning. So just, you know, keep an eye on that. And if you have to work outside, make sure you're dressing in layers.
I can get out my real parka, maybe.
You can get out your real parka and, yeah, and your real gloves. I have my cool gloves and I have my cold gloves. I imagine those cold gloves will be out.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, just, you know, we are starting to gain some sunlight every day. So those of you like me, I like the seasons, but usually I'm tired of winter by the time December, you know, ends, and I'm ready for some spring and for some planting. And you know, we are gaining sunlight, so the light is getting brighter at the end of the tunnel. So just hang in there, and soon enough it'll be spring and summer, and we'll be complaining about the heat.
it's coming, folks. Well, Sean, thank you as always. We appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
You betcha. I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
You too. That again, Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte, joining us here on the KODY phone lines, 1240 AM, 1061 FM. Again, new directed health measures announced by Governor Ricketts that went into effect this past Saturday. That's big news on the COVID-19 front here in the state of Nebraska. In the West Central District Health Department's jurisdiction, we did get a press release, I think it was sometime this weekend. Individuals who received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at the North Platte High School on the 9th of January will receive their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at the North Platte High School on the 6th of this month. Patients will receive a phone call from the West Central District Health Department with their appointment time, and these calls will take place between the 3rd of February and February 5th. And please do not call requesting an appointment time. The West Central District Health Department will give you a call. The West Central District Health Department now has access to the common area as well as the gymnasium to provide ample space for patients, and there should be no outdoor waiting. It is imperative that patients do not arrive more than 5 to 10 minutes prior to their appointment to ensure a smooth process with minimal wait times with those vaccinations. And the second doses being received by some citizens here in the West Central District Health Department's jurisdiction here in early February. We're going to dive into some other news coming up here in just a few moments, including the latest from GameStop. We have the agendas from the Lincoln County Commissioners and North Platte City Council meeting to go over as well, and talk a little bit about the impact of remote learning coming up here this hour on Mugs in the Morning.